No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Ed is on assignment. How's that for that's a serious upgrade.
That is a serious upgrade.
Usually I would make some kind of derogatory comment about why isn't he. I remember this, okay, please, when he comes back. And explain that I lifted him up as opposed to brought him down to my level.
So why the change of heart?
I'm just thinking he has some dirt on me that he might want to expose with all this stuff going on with WikiLeaks and stuff. I'm walking on pins and needles here. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. And
so I don't
might
want
some juice to that too.
Ed. I know you're on assignment. We'll leave it at that and move on. All right, so as we do, we have to reflect back on some of the stuff we discussed last week on the show, because we never can fit it in into our 1 hour radio spectacular. And we were talking about things you could do as a pilot for Halloween, and we're coming up with some cool ideas to put a corpse or not. Well, have your pilot buddy.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about this anymore, though.
Oh, okay. You got a plan, right?
I have a plan.
Well, okay. We'll leave that for folks to go back and listen to last week's episode, right? This time, however, we were talking about other more traditional things like pumpkin carving in the sky, that kind of, or a pumpkin drop. I think you mentioned that, right?
Yep.
And it happens. They do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you knew that was already going on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. Evidently, it's a big tradition and huge event up in some little airport up north. And have you never done this?
I've never done it, no.
Okay.
No. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Now, we used to have a flower drop here all the time.
Right.
We used
but
to
that's
do it every
flower.
Year.
What holiday are you going to tie that into?
Well, you couldn't. And, there's a big fall festival up there, up north. It doesn't get that cold down here. So, we just did it in the summertime with a landing contest.
And we got pumpkins. We got pumpkins in Orlando. We could still turn it into a pumpkin drop, which is what they did. They just chucked these pumpkins out their airplane and try to... Well, what I saw from the video is not only do they try to hit a spot, they try to take someone out.
Well.
And I assume it's a, like a scarecrow.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, it's not a real person.
It's not a real person,
It
no.
should they, be a real person. That added another element of excitement to the whole event, if you ask me.
Hillary? I mean...
Well, hey, maybe you give them a choice, get two people sitting down there and you,
they could take their pick.
That's right. That's how they can cast their vote. chuck a pumpkin at them.
We don't have to worry about Hurricane Matthew losing all the, or destroying, I should say, not losing, mm-hmm. destroying the voter, what do you call them?
The election thingies?
Yeah, the ballots.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? Just have them chuck
pumpkins?
Volusia
County? On the eastern seaboard of Florida,
we're
really hammered with Matthew.
They blew them away.
Well, of them. Some of them got blown away. Some got destroyed in the rain and
mm-hmm.
stuff
so
like that.
This could be a backup system.
There you go.
Chuck a pumpkin at your favorite candidate, and they're the ones who get the vote.
There you go.
I like it. It would add a level of, fun to this whole
process. Since it's fall, a pie in the face would be good, too.
Well, that could happen before Election Day regardless.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, take it for what it's worth. There are some pumpkin drops happening across the country. You can Google them, and maybe there's one near you, or you can fly to the one nearest you and have some fun. It does sound like a great event. Actually, AOPA is having a fly-in type of thing today, and we'll get the lowdown next week about that. But I think it's at their home base, Fredericksburg. Isn't that where AOPA
is? Yes.
Yeah, they're doing some kind of thing with wheels and planes. So it has a combination of things. So it's just no telling what they might be up to up there. But you got plenty of things you can do for the fall festival of fun that might include pumpkins and wheels and God knows what else.
Pumpkins?
Pumpkins, yeah.
isn't it?
It's the season of pumpkins, right? Yeah. What, do you get a problem with that? Anyway, so there you go. Now,
hey, it's even cooling off down here a little bit, isn't it?
Just a tad. It's good flying weather. And I can't
it's been
fly
nice.
Still.
It's been really nice, especially for the folks that have been affected by Hurricane Matthew.
Absolutely, because they lost power. And if it had happened back in August in Central Florida, we'd have a lot of angry people. At least it's cool enough. If you don't have power and you've lost your AC, you're not ready to stab somebody,
right?
You know,
it's still getting a little warm in the day, but at nighttime it's cooling off very nice into the 60s. So
right.
Yeah, it's been very nice.
So it ain't bad. And
I lost power for quite a while.
Well, you don't need power. You're living in a camper.
Well, true.
Yeah,
but
so. You don't fire up AC on that thing, do you, or do you?
Oh, absolutely.
All the time?
I've got 3 AC units on that thing.
Oh, really? Okay, one for his feet, one for his head, and then the fan right there in the middle. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, you get that for sure. But, I want to take a turn. I want to divert to something fairly serious, and I don't know.
Can we be serious on this show?
Not really, but we can at least talk about it and find out a twisted way to make it somewhat humorous or abuse it some way and talk about it inappropriately. And that was that flight, that general aviation flight, the student and the instructor who crashed. And it was later learned, or shortly after the crash, because the instructor lived, the student died, that the student intentionally crashed this twin-engine plane. And he was training to get his twin engine certificate and evidently decided, hey, I want to end this, and tried to crash the plane. Well, he did crash the plane and just about took them both out. But the flight instructor lived and explained that, hey, this was intentional. You know, there was some underlying terrorism issues because he was a Jordanian ascent or something. There might have been some Arab connections or whatever. But I don't know. None of that has really come to light from what I can tell so far. However, it did bring up a lot of stories like, hey, what do flight instructors do when they're doing doing training and they have a kid or someone who's trying to learn to fly and this person has some motive that you don't see on the surface or on land. When you get them up the plane, then you see them try to do something like this. What do you do? And I saw them interview one of another flight instructor talking about just that. Like, hey, is this a problem you guys have to deal with all the time? And he goes, well, you know, as flight instructors, we are trained to obviously deal with in-flight emergencies. And you know, we have techniques. We have controls in front of us if we're, you know, flying on the right side and they're on the left. And we can take the controls and that kind of thing. And that's kind of how, you know, things are supposed to work. And but if the student is insistent on doing something he should not, you know, we have techniques or things that we can do to, you know, make sure that we get control of the airplane and can land safely. And then they're reporter said, well, what is that? He goes, well, I can't tell you that. I'm like, what? You can't tell you? He's like, yeah, that's, you know, it's like top secret. We have our little techniques, like some kind of secret code of silence that we have to maintain so nobody knows what we do. But we have special rules. So what is it, Keith? You're a flight instructor. If I got up in the plane, I wanted to crash it, I had some bad intent like that, what would you do? Can you tell me?
Yeah, first of all,
is it secret? Are you going to have to kill me after you tell me?
No.
Okay, good.
I'll kill you before.
Okay, just for fun?
First of all, you have to get to know the people that you're flying with a little bit.
Sure.
You know, build those relationships. And when you begin to see patterns of behavior that are not conducive to flying,
mm-hmm.
I mean, face it. When you go out flying, you're enjoying yourself, right?
Right.
If you're not having some fun, there's got to be an underlying problem there.
Yeah.
Don't go up that day.
Right.
You know? However, if you do get into a situation, and this could happen even when somebody's not trying to hurt you,
mm-hmm.
It could just simply be that somebody freezes up at the controls because they're scared of, you know, whatever's happening.
Yeah.
Just because of human nature. One of the strongest parts of your body is your elbow.
Okay.
And all it takes is a good placed elbow
right?
And that person is out cold, and you can take control of the airplane and do whatever you need to do.
Okay, so you just take your left elbow, whack me in the chin, knock my ass out, and we'll be good to go.
Good to go.
So that's is that the secret flight instructor code, elbow technique, or does everyone have their own? He made it sound like there was some kind of secret thing, or...
There's no secret.
There's no secret? Okay. He didn't want to tell the reporter, I can't tell you that. That would be like telling him, you know, the...
I mean, the only secret that you could possibly have in that scenario would be if he's carrying a concealed weapon.
Oh, well, there's that.
And he doesn't want to tell somebody that he's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a blade right here in my left shirt pocket that no one knows about but me and the guy that I'm going to stab. If he gets out of line, I think it'd work on me. All right, more coming up.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith. We are your crew today, navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, so these, these suicide flights that got brought to our attention because of that incident. I guess it's been a couple weeks now, almost. But the flight instructor crashed. Student died. He lived. Then reporters are talking to him. What do you do if that happens? And this pilot I see says, "Well, we have techniques." Keith has. He'll elbow you and knock you out. And I don't know. I don't think even with my Taekwondo skills, I don't know if I have a counter when I'm trying to fly a plane to that elbow strike.
If you're going to do something like that, you're going to need just about to have both hands on the controls, and so you're free to do what you need to the applicant.
Yeah. So you're saying the elbow strike might not go to the chin or the head area?
I'm just saying.
Well, just leave it at that, because it could go anywhere.
Yeah.
To incapacitate the
There's multiple ways to incapacitate a person.
Yeah, okay. And I don't know if we need to go into all those. We'll leave some of that to the imagination, the creative ones, especially the ones that are more disturbing, the ones that I'm thinking of right now.
I think the most important thing, though, is that this is not something that we as flight instructors deal with on a regular basis.
Yeah, it hardly ever happens. It's extremely rare. And, you know, that's the other thing I guess we want to make sure that the, you know, a mainstream media doesn't go crazy and like, oh my gosh, we got another scary thing that we have to protect against, and maybe we shouldn't allow flying of small planes because this could happen. Because it's, you know, it's extremely rare. The numbers are so, so low. Matter of fact, I think I heard Tom Haines and the gang at AOPA Live gave out some statistic that it's extremely rare. Like in like 30 years, maybe something like that has happened maybe 20 times or something. I don't know. But it's nothing to
it's just
get
not
worked
something.
Up about.
You know, pilots are a little bit different breed of people. You know, most of them are type A personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fairly self-confident in what they're doing. And self-confident people just don't typically want to hurt themselves.
Yeah. You don't go up into a plane to do that. It wouldn't be a great way to go anyway,
no.
I don't think. And, you know, but hey, there's disturbed people everywhere. Case in point, that guy who runs North Korea. How do you say his name? Kim Jong-un, right?
Yeah.
Who would have thought he's a fan of aviation? Well, obviously, he's a fan of military stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe,
that's for sure.
Maybe he's more of a fan than I thought initially. But evidently, he's opening up some aviation sightseeing tours with ultralights above North Korea for his people. That's one of the gifts that he's giving his people now. I don't know what to think. I'm conflicted. I'm like, well, that's really nice, but you're a freaking dictator. You don't even let them eat. They can't even eat.
So what is he going to show them?
Well, I don't know if he's going to show them anything, but he's allowing, you know, the people to, you know, charter these sightseeing flights above North Korea in ultralights now. So there's like, you know, a tourist can go to North Korea and charter an ultralight sightseeing flight. And I guess the, you know, if the people, I'm sure there's an extremely small percentage of people that live there that can afford to do that as well, but evidently.
And I'm thinking that's not something that's going to be on my bucket list.
What, flying over North Korea in an ultralight? You wouldn't want to do that for fun?
No, I'm not.
I didn't think that maybe this is just a, this could be like a target practice kind of thing that he's setting
up. That's kind of what I'm thinking, maybe. Hey, let's get these Westerners in here. We'll lure them in here with some aviation, and we'll pick them off one by one.
Well, either that or, you know, he's throwing those ultralights up there. Let's see how accurate we can make this. These tests are one thing, but hey, let's put something up there to show that. You know, I wouldn't put it past them.
No, I wouldn't either.
Crazy things, but it's kind of unique to see North Korea putting.
He is a little twisted.
He might be slightly. He might be slightly, but you know him.
I would be concerned if he was in a cockpit with me.
You would be?
I would be.
You'd be ready to, you know, place your elbow strike?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I can. I don't blame you. You definitely want to know, you know, have a plan in place before you headed up in an airplane, I think, with that guy. Just saying. But I do find it fascinating, just the same. You know, I don't know. On the other side of the coin, maybe there's some way we can use, you know, general aviation to bridge some kind of communication gap that's lacking at the moment and calm things down. Like, you know what? You want to fly some ultralights? God bless you. Come on. Join the club. You know, all those things with the nuclear warhead things connected to the top of them that let's put those aside for a while. What do you say? What do you say? We'll go to an air show, get a corn dog and some cheese curds.
And show what fun really is.
Exactly.
Cheese curds. You been up to Wisconsin lately or something?
No, I was talking to my friend from Wisconsin the other day. And of course, whenever you're talking to someone from Wisconsin, that, you know, it always comes up.
It does.
It's like, why on hell would you eat those?
Jeez. Although I have to say, I was in Wisconsin last week.
Yeah?
And I did not eat any.
You didn't eat any?
I didn't eat any. And we didn't even talk about it.
What, are you trying to be heart healthy now, or, you know, was it a health thing, or?
No, actually, we just never did it.
Hmm. Well,
I have to go back.
Exactly. You're going to have to go back to...
I have to go back, yeah.
To make up for that misstep.
At the end of this month, I have to go back, so I'll have to maybe indulge at that point.
Okay. Just have a conversation.
Have you ever had cheese curds?
Of course I had. I did at Air Venture last year. I got my obligatory dose of cheese curds.
I forgot about that. We did that
Marked
together.
Them off the list, and I was like, okay. I've
had better, though.
Well, you know, if you're going to rate cheese curds, you know, I don't know if I really need a reference of like, okay, there's better cheese curds than the ones we ate. I mean, how much better can they be? They're clumps of cheese, you know. So I don't know.
Have to like cheese in order.
I do. I love cheese. I love cheese on pizza. I just don't like, you know, necessarily eating lumps of cheese as a main entree kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear you.
And just I can't really say curd without kind of thinking of, you know,
sour milk.
Exactly. And it kind of churns my stomach just thinking of it. But hey, God bless you if you like them and, you know, whatever.
Send all your hate email here now to greg@justplainradio.com.
No, don't do that. Realizing, you know, I'm on a heart-healthy diet right now, and I don't believe my nutritionist would approve cheese curds. And I'm just saying.
That's not what you were saying. You were saying like you eat them things, your stomach. So I'm saying that all the people from Wisconsin that are listening to this show.
I love people from Wisconsin. I do. I'm just not a big fan of some of the things that they have a tendency to eat there. You know, and that's okay.
Send your cheese curds to Keith and your hate mail to Greg.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. Well, I'm Captain Keith today. All right, so, you know, we're almost to Halloween, which means it's time to start giving gifts for Christmas. So, Keith, you know, I just got back from Alaska, and I didn't give you this yet, did I? Did I give you my...
No, you did not.
All right, so I went to my cruise, and I brought this back. I brought one for Ed, too, and, well, he gave it back to me, so I'm going to give you this one. And this is a fresh from Alaska, a Peter Parka. So it's to keep your nether regions warm. But as you see, there's a nice festive design that will keep your nether regions, you know, toasty for the holidays. What's that?
It's not long enough.
Well, of course. Well, you know, they had two sizes. And, of course, for you and Ed, I got the smaller ones and smaller size. It was buy one, get five free. Last cruise of the season. What can I say? You didn't expect something decent, did you?
Of course not.
Just something practical.
That's right.
Yeah. So there you go. You can use that just in the time for, you know, Christmas. You know?
Well,
if you want to use it for Christmas, actually, that might be a pretty good Halloween
prank.
Prank. It's a costume is what it is.
Might be a pretty good Halloween prank.
Yay. Now quit it. Just stop it. All right. So enough nonsense. Other little tidbit to throw out there. You know, I went to Cuba a couple times this last year, and I'm kind of upset because now JetBlue, Southwest, Delta, and everybody's flying down there and charging literally
Frontier
20% of what I paid to fly down to Cuba. You can get round trip flights right now, I think, on Southwest and JetBlue and Delta and all of them for less than $150. I think round trip I saw one that was even like $100.
That was probably Frontier.
I want my money back. They charged me. I paid way more than that when I flew down there.
Right.
But I guess that, you know, that's probably more in line when you figure you're only flying, you know, about 150 miles, right?
That's only 90 miles south of the southernmost point.
Yeah. So if you flew from Miami, well, you think they'll issue me a credit?
I doubt it.
I'll get points at best.
I highly doubt it.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
That's the spirit. Keep them flying.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're here today, 'cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly away.
Hey! This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith, rounding out the crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. All right, so the FAA is complaining. They are, they're talking about that we're getting a bum rap. We are actually doing good for once, and nobody seems to care. And I'm like, well, what's the deal? It's like, well, next gen is doing way better than anyone expected. We're way ahead of schedule. And I'm like, well, hold on. Wait a minute. All I've heard about next gen is how far behind it's been and how over budget it's been. But then I see this press release or, you know, the story where it quotes an FAA official saying that, you know, hey, a lot of elements of next gen, you know, the new wave of air traffic control that the government FAA is trying to incorporate is ahead of schedule in certain categories. But no one seems to notice the stuff that we're doing well with. They only were noticing the over budget part and that it's taken like almost 20 years and all that kind of stuff. All the negative stuff. You're not giving us credit for any of the good things that are coming online faster than we thought. I don't know what to believe. What do you say? Are you seeing any improvements? Or is it that's what he's complaining about? It's like, well, you sure. No one can see the things that are getting better. At least not yet. But they're there. You just can't see them or benefit from them.
Well, then, I mean, that's just the point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for us to know that things are going well, we'd have to see some benefit from it.
Well, we'd have to see it. We'd have to experience it as opposed to just being told that it's better. Or it's.
I mean, the government tells us stuff all the time.
Well, true. And I guess maybe this might be another example of it. But, it, you know, the tone.
Like right now, they say that there is no pilot shortage.
Yeah. Well, I got a great story about that that we'll get into in just a bit. But I want to focus on this first. Do you think there's, is there any truth to it that they're making good progress?
Over budget and they're, you know, 20 years behind.
No, the other side. Is he getting a bum rap? Is the FAA actually doing well with next gen and not getting the credit they deserve?
No.
Okay. So they deserve all the bashing?
No, I don't believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you're not seeing anything, huh? Okay. Well, I guess we'll leave it at that then. And I'm probably on your side with that. But it's interesting that they would have to put out a press release to say, oh, no, we're doing a lot of great things and you're just not telling anyone about it. And that's kind of, you know, the vibe I'm getting from this article I read on it.
How do you know the government's lying to you?
They're talking.
That's it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
My opinion.
Okay, government, politicians, yeah, they're interchangeable sometimes.
Right.
But, yeah, we'll have to see how this plans out. You know, one of the things I read into it is like, you know, he was talking about certain aspects are actually being implemented or moving faster than they planned for. Well, I also saw that the next gen project is supposed to take 18 years. So it didn't like, you know, they were setting a real high bar on expediting the process quickly. You hear what I'm saying? I was like, we won't be able to benefit from any of these improvements because we'll be all dead and gone by then.
Right.
You know? So I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel. Maybe I do know how I feel, and you can read between the lines or hear between them and leave it at that. All right. So we got that. Now, this other story, you mentioned the pilot shortage, right?
Right.
So it's coming or it's already happening. And you know, I've always wondered, like, what are they going to do? You've wondered this. Like, this is going to be a terrible thing for the industry. Well, you think technology is going to come to the rescue? Because There's a story out this week of they're going into their third phase of technology of replacing the co-pilot with a robotic arm. Did you see that?
I have not seen that.
And so it's like, you know, taking one of those Honda robot guys and just chopping off his arm. I don't know what his name is, that Honda robot that they keep putting on TV.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
They're going to take his arm off, put it in a cockpit, and fasten it to the seat somehow, and they'll retrofit all the old airplanes that won't have newer technology and just replace the co-pilot with a robotic arm like that, and he'll handle all the stuff a co-pilot would do. Checklists and the whole thing. I mean, they got video of this whole thing. It's amazing. It's like, wow. There you go. And then it's like, okay, we won't need to have a full crew. We'll just have a captain and an arm, a robot
captain
arm.
And an arm.
Yeah.
And I
this is your crew speaking, or arm. I don't know how they'll work the audio out on this, but it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, you know? I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see the FAA buy off on this as well.
Well, there's...
Think about it. The FAA is about 50 years behind technology.
Yeah.
And, I mean, next gen, you know, takes them 20 years to put it into practice. Okay. So how are they going to approve a airplane that is certificated for two pilots, for one pilot and an arm?
Well, like I said, they're going to put the arm on the chair. They're going to retrofit the airplane.
An armchair.
Yeah, hello, an armchair pilot. And I am sure, you know, it's...
Is that kind of like an armchair quarterback?
It could be, very well. I think it is. But you know, there's some computer programmer that's working on this, and he's already programmed the arm to go through the airplane duties, and then the pilot say, okay, do this, and then, of course, it's going to flip him off. There's going to be a bird signal that he's going to have just for fun. There's going to be all these little goofy things that they'll work into it, little Easter egg nugget, you know, like you have on your iPhone. You know what I'm saying? Little secrets. So it kind of concerns me a bit from that standpoint. But it's interesting technology.
It is. And
when you think
the other
about
side
it.
You have to look at is, what about hackers?
Well, exactly. I mean, they could program the arm to take an elbow strike to the captain's face or nether regions.
Or they could program that arm to take down that whole airplane.
There you go. That's going to be a problem, isn't it? That could be a problem. But if they could figure out some way to safeguard us against the machines, this is, when you look at it, this could be a stepping stone technology as opposed to retiring an airplane that doesn't have that automation capability. You see what I'm saying? That's what they're saying, is that, you know, newer planes will have this already built into the plane. You know, they'll have that extra level of automation set in where they could eliminate maybe a crew member like this. However, older planes that don't, they would just put in the arm in the co-pilot seat. You know, that would save one extra person, or one person we don't have because of the captain shortage that we see on the horizon, and that solves the problem.
I'm not sure. I'm
you're not like you don't like the idea. Why not? I mean, if it works, it works. I mean, it should work.
Well, sure. I mean, if it works, it works. But, you know, I don't want to be flying a 15-hour
flight. You'd be lonely.
You'd
be very
flight.
Lonely yeah. for the pilot. For the captain, yeah. Who's he going to talk to? Or, you know, there's... You know,
let me talk to my arm.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, that'd be a really long flight, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Mm-hmm. And then you get into all these weird relationship issues, probably.
Yeah, it just sets up a whole other... area of psychiatry that we need to open up.
Yeah. Actually, that would make a great movie. I have no doubt. And maybe that's in the works. But, you know, maybe they'll at least put in, like, the inflatable co-pilot from Airplane.
Oh, there you go.
You know, and attach it to the robot arm.
And at least have that arm.
So they have a face to, you know, talk to. But, I don't know, yeah, otherwise you just see an arm over there.
What about
there.
The rest of the blow-up?
What do you mean?
Well, the scenes that you were referring to there in Airplane.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, we have to leave those for the
imagination.
For the dirty imaginations of our listeners.
Yes.
And ours.
Or go rent the movie Airplane this weekend.
We apologize in advance. Yeah, it's too late for that, isn't it? Anyway, yeah, so technology to the rescue or to our demise. You take your pick. It's one or the other, I guess. but it could solve the problem or make it worse. I don't know. But
we creating jobs?
Well, it's one
by eliminating all the pilots.
Wouldn't you like to have another arm? I mean, maybe they could figure out a way where you can control it with your brain, and that would give you another arm to do extra stuff. Now what? Now it's something, isn't it? It's like turning you into a mechanical octopus.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
You don't like that idea either. You
I like it just the way it is.
Yeah, you don't want to change. You're old school.
Hey, I'm kind of old school.
Okay, I understand. All right. Well, speaking of school, Captain Dennis, our friend who calls in every now and then from Lake Minnetonka, is with his son today, and he's checking out a flight school, and we're going to check in with him next to see how it's going, if he's picked a program, and he's going to be one of those guys that are going to put the robot flying arm out of business. We'll find out next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
About this time, someone is telling you to get on the plane. Get on the plane, get on the plane. I say, you, I'm getting in the plane. In the plane. Let Evel Knievel get on the plane. I'll be in here with you folks in uniform.
I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high. Shawty, I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high. Shawty, I be flying high. It take long to get this fly. If you ain't up on my level, disappear, please don't reply. Bye.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Keith. And now we are joined by Captain Dennis and his son Austin, who I know Austin is planning to put these robot arms out of business, not even get him a chance in the cockpit, because he's looking to go to an aviation school. And Dennis and his son just got back from that, I don't know, what was it, an orientation you went to, Dennis, or what?
Actually, we've already been through the college tour. We just decided, since it's a couple of days off from school here, we decided it was a good time to go down and look at the campus, look at the apartments and housing situation and what's available. So mm-hmm. as Austin makes a decision, you know, which school and what program he wants to go to,
right,
we've kind of got a lay of the land. And Mankato State University in Minnesota here actually is fairly close to us. It's only about an hour away, And we just figured, why not go drive down there today and take a look?
Okay. So you've already, you know, got your head around the idea of what the program offers as far as for an aviation program, I guess? Or what?
Yeah, yeah. We've had some firsthand experience with some of their graduates. As I mentioned, my flight instructor Rachel actually was a graduate from that program, mm-hmm. so we know the caliber of students they can put out. And so we've also had a chance to meet with them. Austin's been down there one intro flight and met with some of the instructors at some of the events that have gone on over the summer here, where they've brought the, you know, kind of a road show, and so he's had. He's got a good feeling for what's available there, I think.
Yeah. Well, how many planes? What kind are they? Do they have there at the? I don't know. At the school? At the college?
They have like something like 30 Warriors or whatever, but they're all glass panel Warriors with like twin Garmin 430s. Very, very nice airplanes.
Warriors. What are those, Keith?
Piper Warriors.
Oh, low Pipers.
Wing, low wing airplane.
Okay. Cool.
Very similar to a Cessna 172, just mm-hmm. a low wing version instead of the high wing.
Got it.
Yep. And so then
this,
they do
is
their
this a, multi- an approved training program so that he can get a degree and get his ATP rating at a
hours, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, they are a 141 program, and they also qualify for the restricted ATP mm-hmm. at 1,000 hours.
Yeah. So did you meet some fellow aviator wannabes? Or I don't know. That's not the proper term. What would you call them?
Students.
Okay. Yeah, you could call them that. But, you know, I mean, yeah.
Hey, aviator right. wannabes is, I mean, that's what we all are, isn't it?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, one of us true. Isn't anymore.
What are you talking about?
Well, we know it's you still are. But we had some very good news here recently.
Yeah.
We've been, you know, the bet's been placed, and we're going to wait and see who is going to get their private license first. You or Austin.
Right. My money was on Austin. I don't know where you got.
Well, I think we all had our money on Austin, but he actually passed. He finally completed his FAA check ride and passed with flying colors.
Well,
so
Keith,
he is
pay up.
Officially a pilot. No, yes. I remember Keith wasn't putting his money on Greg either.
Well, look, you know, I have a pretty valid excuse. Open heart surgery, you know, derailed me.
Open heart surgery a year ago.
Well, yeah, but it was forming. Hello. Come on. Yeah. But look, I'm cleared for takeoff starting February 1st. Well, that's when I'm technically cleared from my doctor. And then, according to the FAA, I'll probably have to wait at least another 6 months. But, you know.
Well, that's 2017, plenty of time to work in that
written. Well, it is. And 2017 still a real possibility. Get back in the cockpit. My money between me and the robot arm co-pilot, I'm going to beat that. I'm going to beat the robot arm. How about that? Is a very low bar that I hope to just barely make
that,
it
that
over.
That is a pretty low bar.
Yeah. Well, regardless, it's still there. But, you know, we're talking about Austin and his, you know, aspirations to become a pilot. I mean, what's the goal here, Austin? You go through the program and go work for one of the major airlines, or you got some other, you know, a bigger plan or what?
I mean, that's one of the options I've been kind of, I guess, looking at. But, like, doing something, you know, getting scooped up by the smaller regional airlines after a few years moving up to the big airlines, mm-hmm. or doing something like the UPS freight pilots, you know.
Right. Yeah. What about, like, a fighter pilot or something like that? No?
I don't
You'd
know.
You have to go into the military for that anyway, I guess, right?
I haven't totally, like, ruled that out, but I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about flying in an airplane and as opposed to having a co-pilot, just having a robotic arm? That seems kind of lonely.
Can't be worse than having me as your co-pilot, can it?
Yeah, no. Couldn't.
Really? Dennis seems like a pretty nice guy. I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I think Austin just kind of dissed his dad a little bit.
I know, he did. That's what I was saying. I was like, I can understand the whole father-son dynamic thing, and you want to, you know, break away from the... You know, from that whole relationship thing for a while, but geez, really, you'd take a robot arm over your dad?
I'd take no one.
Well, that's basically what you'd be doing. You'd be going up there with like HAL 2000 and going slowly insane because you'd be isolated from all human contact. Well, anyway, I think you'll be fine. I do, but you like the campus. They're at, what is it, Mankato?
Minnesota State University, Mankato.
Mankato, okay. there you go.
Yeah, it's so, just southwest of Minneapolis, about an hour.
Mm-hmm. Is that all you're going to do, is the aviation stuff, or is that going to be a minor with a couple other things?
Well, they offer the whole, like, professional pilot, you know, all the way up to your restricted ATP, only mm-hmm. as a major. You can minor in professional flight, but all they give you is a private pilot and an instrument rating.
Yeah.
So I'd have to figure out something that I'm more interested in order to major. But as of now, I would like to major in the professional flight program, so I get that 1,000-hour restricted ATP, but I have no clue what else I would minor in.
Well, it sounds like the rest of us. I mean, I have no clue, at least that part of it. I got
covered. We're still trying to figure it out, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.